This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 10 Democrat presidential candidates debate. We've got the story.
Deadly drugs are being introduced in the Wichita area. I'm Dan O'Neill.
An industrial accident, man killed in southwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission took up a zoning change request. I'll have that story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. As one system moves out this morning, another colder system will move in later on tonight and overnight with a chance of light rain and snow. How much could we expect? Our complete forecast is coming up.
During the fifth debate Wednesday night, 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls took the stage in Atlanta, Georgia. Senator Elizabeth Warren described how she would try and convince her Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote to remove President Trump from office.
First, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice. And when Congress failed to act at that moment, it meant the president felt free to break the law again and again and again. And that's what's happened with Ukraine. We have to establish the principle, no one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility and we need to meet it.
The House Intelligence Committee wrapped up its second hearings of the day with Defense Department official Laura Cooper and State Department official David Hale. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan expressed confidence that the hearing helped President Trump, specifically pointing to Hale's testimony regarding foreign aid holdup.
Ambassador Hale talked about how they're doing a comprehensive review of foreign aid, how aid gets held up. It's a fairly common practice. In fact, this year, I think he said Lebanon, Pakistan, and of course, as we know, Ukraine. So nothing unusual there. So I thought, again, a much quicker hearing, but I thought another good day for another good hearing for the truth and for the president.
The House Intelligence Committee will hear from National Security Council official Fiona Hill this morning.
A warning has been issued from the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office about deadly drugs appearing on the streets in Wichita.
Sheriff Jeff Easter says his deputies are finding what appears to be oxycodone pills. But after testing, they discovered the pills contain fentanyl, a potentially deadly synthetic drug. The sheriff says the number of cases are growing.
We have a case where there was about 1,000 of these pills that were introduced here into Wichita, and that's just one individual.
Sheriff Easter says if you come across tiny blue pills with the letter M and the number 30, seal them in a plastic bag as soon as you can and handle them as little as possible. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police say a 35-year-old man died after an accident at a construction equipment plant in southwest Wichita. Police spokesman Kevin Wheeler says the man was injured early yesterday when he was working on machinery at Case New Holland Construction. The man identified as Andrew Taylor.
An injured woman showed up at a convenience store at Broadway and Kellogg in downtown Wichita.
A 31-year-old female had arrived at the Quick Trip and reported being stabbed multiple times. She was transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A lack of cooperation at this time has affected our investigators receiving all the information of what occurred.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened around 3:45 Wednesday morning.
The Sedgwick County Commission hearing a request for a zoning change in the southeast part of the county.
The proposed zoning designation would change the 3.78 acres of land near 159th Street East in Pawnee from single-family to office warehouse. The applicant planned to construct a building to store rock material for his landscaping business. Four people spoke against the proposal. Some of the commissioners said they did not have enough information to act, but Chairman David Dennis disagreed.
Planning staff does a great job, and they send out notices to every single person within the notification zone ahead of time. Every person had an opportunity to come and speak.
The commission voted 4-1 to send the proposal back to the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission, who previously approved the zone change. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Let's take a look at some football action tonight in the NFL with first place on the line and the Shocker women's basketball team on the road last night. We've got highlights from that coming up in sports.
A citywide community event this weekend in Wichita, sponsored by local criminal justice leaders. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. What's going on and what more can we do is a citywide community event this weekend in Wichita, sponsored by local criminal justice leaders. Police Officer Charlie Davidson tells KNSS News.
You know, the criminal justice system is a very large system, if you will, and can be difficult to navigate sometimes. And so this is an opportunity for the community to come, sit down, have one-on-one conversations with these criminal justice leaders.
The event is free Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wichita State University Metroplex, 29th and Woodlawn.
A unique approach to smuggling does not outsmart U.S. Border Patrol.
He was stopped with two large duffel bags, a remote-controlled car, and 55 pounds of methamphetamine. Border Patrol agents near San Diego busting a 16-year-old kid on drug smuggling charges. Agents believe the boy had a partner on the Mexican side who repeatedly loaded that remote-controlled vehicle with drugs as he drove it back and forth through a gap in the bollard-style fence. It all went down near the Otay Mesa port of entry. The meth has an estimated street value of $106,000, the boy being held in juvenile detention. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
A Utah woman charged with a crime after her stepchildren saw her topless in her own home is fighting the case that could force her to register as a sex offender, citing a court ruling that overturned a topless ban in Colorado. Attorneys for Tilly Buchanan argue that the law is unfair because it treats men and women differently for baring their chests. They are asking a judge to overturn her misdemeanor lewdness charges and declare that part of the law unconstitutional.
A hotel is spreading holiday cheer with a suite fit for an elf.
New York City's Club Wyndham Midtown 45, promoting a suite inspired by the holiday classic Elf, starring Will Ferrell.
Santa here? I know him!
Guests can sleep under paper snowflakes, a gift wrap mural wall, the fridge stocked with candy, candy canes, candy corn, and maple syrup.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups.
The hotel, working with Warner Brothers to recreate the film's magic. A stay starts at $399 a night and includes four tickets to the Empire State Building. Guests can stay from December 2nd through the 20th. Club Wyndham Vacation Club members can stay the 21st to the 26th. Booking kicks off November 25th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Still have a traffic slowdown after a traffic accident. Watch out for a slowdown, and it's on northbound I-135 approaching the North Junction and eastbound K-96. We've had a traffic accident on the ramp there from northbound I-135 to eastbound K-96. Watch for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
A little rain overnight. Time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
And a big good morning to you, Steve, on this Friday eve.
I said a little rain, and there wasn't much to it, was there?
Yeah, you know what? That's what was expected, though. We got about 0.18 inches, so less than a quarter of an inch. But at this point, we got to take what we can get. Those driest conditions, I think I mentioned yesterday, they're a little bit farther up to our north, sneaking into Sedgwick County, but north of Wichita. But yeah, any bit of rain that we could have gotten yesterday, it was definitely a welcome sight by just about anybody and everybody out there. And we're not done yet. We should be able to get a little bit more later on today, but much of the day will be drier. It's just going to be colder, so everybody out there really needs to make sure that they pack those coats on, because we're not really going to see a whole lot of warming today. Temperatures are going to be below the norm, going from above normal back down below, down to about 50 degrees for later on today under mostly cloudy skies. Clouds have cleared out quite a bit, and we should be able to get at least some sunshine all the way through the lunch hour. But then clouds will start to thicken up just ahead of our next system a little bit later on this evening, closer to sundown. And then tonight, that chance of rain going up to 30%, but we may see a few snowflakes mix in, because by early tomorrow morning, we're going to drop down to 32 degrees. And we know that's that magic number. That's that point of freezing. Winds are still going to be on the breezy side out of the north, and that's what's going to continue to just pump in that cooler, colder air into Kansas. And Friday is actually going to be the coldest day of the week for us, only getting up to 39 degrees. That's going to be a pretty chilly day tomorrow under mostly cloudy skies, and still looking at a 30% chance for a few rain, snow showers, not only through the morning, but even through the afternoon as well. Should start to gradually dry out from there, though. turning partly cloudy for your Friday evening. There's a small chance of maybe a leftover flurry or two, but that's not much of a concern. And even tomorrow, when it comes to travel troubles, things should really remain minimal. As far as any snowfall accumulation, a trace at best for Wichita. So not really talking about a whole lot of snow for us either. Once we get into the weekend, things still looking a lot better. 50 Saturday, 60 Sunday, and lots of sunshine. Right now, we're at 42 degrees. North winds at 18 miles an hour, making it feel more like 34. So it's those strong winds that are really going to make us keep those coats on today.
Well, as you describe it, though, I'm speculating that probably this evening or tonight, the road crews probably ought to be out putting some sort of brine down or something. Because you said down near freezing with some moisture in the air, we could have some street problems tomorrow morning.
You know, Steve, you got it. I was just about to say the same thing. That's that typical equation that we see this time of year that you don't want to mess with. You always want to make sure that you're kind of ahead of the game. And I know my neighborhood in particular, they've already kind of put some salt and brine down around the sidewalks, especially just to be safe.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. In what the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, is calling the biggest marijuana news of the year, the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday approved legislation that seeks to legalize recreational marijuana use on a federal level. The bill, which was approved 24-10, will next be sent to the Democrat-controlled full House, where it's expected to be approved. Now, from there, however, its chances of becoming law decrease dramatically, as it will need Senate approval before it goes to the White House. And the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell strongly opposes the legalization of marijuana. Now, for the years, Ted, you've seen this. There's more and more communities and states are decriminalizing marijuana use.
Right.
And recreational marijuana use. But the federal government has maintained it's illegal. That's a pretty strong penalty, too. So they've had that head-to-head. Well, now the House is trying to remedy the situation. They don't think they're going to get it through the Senate. The bill calls for the removal of weed from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, sets up a 5% tax on cannabis products, and offers incentives to states for clearing the criminal records of low-level marijuana offenders. Currently, recreational use of pot is legal in 11 states, while medical use is legal in 33 states and Washington, D.C.
Right. So why does it matter what the feds have on the books?
Well, it does. Because law enforcement doesn't know what to do, I guess. You just enforce the laws that are local, and, of course, the feds can come in and enforce it their way, I guess. But anyway, there's a difference there, and they're trying to align it up and make it uniform for the entire country, if possible, if it's possible. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, what a great, breezy, warm autumn day across central Kansas Wednesday. Had a little rain in the afternoon and evening. You said you got out in the yard a little bit, right, Ted?
Yeah.
You got some leaves raked or some
mowing
or something?
Yeah. Gosh, it was so nice.
High temperature yesterday was 65.
Temperature in the 60s. And
yeah, normal high 54.
Kind of spitting rain. It was nice.
National Weather Service here in Wichita reported 0.18 of an inch of rain. You heard Ronell's talking about that. There was also a wind gust of 43 miles per hour Wednesday in Wichita, which is probably something I don't really need to note, because almost every day the wind gusts to about 40 miles per hour in Wichita, it seems. But, yeah, pretty nice weather yesterday afternoon. It's going to hold up here for a day or two, and we got a little, as you heard, little snow possible in the forecast, but we're not looking at anything enough to make a snowman, that's for sure. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do sports now with Ted Woodward here on KNSS. And Shocker women basketball team on the road last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, and a very interesting result. The Shockers on the road visiting undefeated Louisiana Tech. Boy, the Shockers were ready to roll last night. Never trailed in this game and just built up a massive lead. In fact, at one point, the Shockers led this thing by 33 points at Louisiana Tech last night. How about that? Steve Strain had the call of the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Fast in the rebound. She wants to run. Bounce pass ahead to Prince. Pump fakes. Lays it up and good. And the Shockers have doubled up the Lady Textures. It's 8-4 about 3 minutes into the game.
That was some of that early action as the Shockers just kept the good times going, eventually winning the game. Led by 33, only won by 8. They started to run out of gas a little bit in the fourth quarter, but Louisiana Tech could not close that huge gap. The Shockers won it. 88-80 was the final score last night. Seraphine Bastin with a career-high 20 points, and she also had 8 rebounds. Back-to-back wins for the Shocks, including their first road win of the season. That's a nice win for the Shocks last night on the road. In we look at some men's basketball action last night. The Newman men won, beat Cameron 65-57 in West Wichita. The Newman men are now on a four-game winning streak. They're unbeaten at home so far this season. NBA basketball last night, the Philadelphia 76ers at home taking on the New York Knicks. Sixers win it 109-104. Starting at center for the 76ers, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid. Some of the action last night on the 76ers radio network.
Here is the Sixers with a chance to win the game. 55 seconds to go. Tobias to Joel. Embiid for three. It's up and in. A dagger from the top. Joel Embiid.
About that, a three-pointer for the big guy. Embiid finishing with 23 points and a dozen rebounds. And during this game, it was Jayhawk versus Jayhawk. Embiid got into a big scuffle with Marcus Morris, another KU guy for the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
Had to break those guys up. Yeah, the Sixers won the game. Back-to-back wins for Philly. They are the number five team in the Eastern Conference right now, and the 76ers have not lost a home game yet this year, 5-0 on home court. College men's soccer, the NCAA Division II tournament begins today with first-round action. Fort Hays State takes on Indianapolis at 11 o'clock this morning in Painesville, Ohio, on the shores of Lake Erie, as Fort Hays is in the National Men's Soccer Tournament for the eighth year in a row. Good luck to Fort Hays in the opening round of that one. We'll be talking football tonight, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as your host. 6 o'clock tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Should be a good show. A lot to talk about. The Chiefs coming on upon their bye week.
Absolutely,
they
yes.
are just coming off that huge trip to Mexico, so yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of stories that will be told tonight on the show. And the Chiefs are in first place, too. So all good topics tonight to talk about on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock. After that, Thursday night football. The Houston Texans hosting the Indianapolis Colts. First place in the division on the line. Right now, both teams are scheduled to make the playoffs. So, lots in the balance tonight. The Texans are a 3.5-point favorite at home. 7 o'clock tonight on Thursday Night Football over on Sports Radio KFH.
That should be a dandy.
Good game, yeah.
Shaping up should be,
anyway. Yeah. It's a good Thursday night matchup. And a happy birthday today to a guy that I've worked with many years on the sports front, Kirk Semenoff.
Yeah.
Who worked for many, many, many years at the Wichita Eagle in the sports department and is now over at the Wichita Business Journal. And Kirk is just a fantastic writer and a guy that has helped me in many ways.
A good guy.
Throughout my career.
And just a good guy.
Really super guy. So happy birthday today to Kirk Semenoff at the Wichita Business Journal.
All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California boycotting big car makers. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.